Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hoo boy, that is the noise that keeps coming out of my mouth ever since about 3 o'clock, 3:25 rather, yesterday. That was the noise every once in a while,
Oh, you put a clock on it.
Yep. About 3:25, because I remember I was walking back to the apartment from these here studios after watching the game, and I looked at my phone, I saw that time, I was like, hoo boy.
Yeah.
And that's what's been coming out every time. But what's the best case scenario now looking forward for the Texans after they started the season 0-3, 713-572-4610. We just heard from D'Amico Ryans. And that's ultimately what's going to be. I know it's a reaction Monday. We're still kind of reacting to general things, but it's hard to not immediately think, well, 0-3, what does this mean? I've seen people on the YouTube page, I think it was Cam for sure, saying that, hey, man, go ahead and bench Will Anderson Jr., bench CJ, bench Nico, and just go ahead and run this thing out. And I'm like, we got 14 whole-ass games still to go in this season. And I'm not trying to do that to bang on Cam, but what I'm trying to say is, like, I don't think Cam's alone in that feeling of, like, existential dread for this team. And so immediately, and you know I like asking what's realistic in various different cases, what's a realistic expectation for what this team can do moving forward, especially now they're three games down in the division because the Colts have started off so well.
Yeah, I think the best-case scenario for the Texans moving forward truly is as simple as not just, you know, somehow in this close game figuring out a way to actually beat the Titans. I think the best-case scenario is to actually get some validation on what you've been saying about chunk plays, you know, about running the ball, certainly with C.J. Stroud making an impressive performance, not just a win that you get by the skin of your teeth, and we're still probably talking about the same damn things. You know what I mean? If you still have mistakes, you still have – if you duplicate what you've done the last 2 weeks, three in some cases, and get the win, I don't know how much better I'm going to feel.
Oh, I love this. I think
it's going to start with an actual really good, crisp, sharp, convincing performance.
So for someone who constantly talks about, like, kind of process, mm-hmm. Last year, early on in the season, I was like, yeah, they're getting wins, but they don't look like they're doing things that portend to more winning in the future. And lo and behold, like, those were the things. Y'all kept hitting me with that, oh, style points don't matter. I need a style points win next week, baby.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I need, and of course, it's not really about the style, but it's, Can you look like responsible adults? Can you look like a serious operation? Can you get that together? Because sooner rather than later, you need to do that. You mentioned this. Week 5, you're on the road against the Ravens. You might as well go ahead and put that one down as the L.
Yeah.
You get a bye week, and you're on the road versus the Seahawks, who, mind you, pretty damn good offense scoring-wise early. And that Mike McDaniel defense, what's my man's name? Because it's different. It's McDonald. There we go. Mike McDonald. I was like, it's not McDaniel because he's about to lose his job if he's not careful. Mike McDonald there in Seattle, he brings a mighty defense, and that's what they have. That those things together don't really bode well if you're looking like you are right now.
Yeah.
Right? The Niners, it's a good team starting to deal with some of those injuries, and you'll have them at home. I don't know. But then you get the Broncos and the Jags and the Titans, and then you get the Bills again. And look, if you get yourself together you can maybe start really gearing up some wins on the backside of this, mm-hmm. but you'd really be chasing your tail to possibly get maybe like a wild card type berth, because only two out of the six teams that have gone from 0-3 to making the playoffs have done so by winning their division. And one of those was the 18 Texans by going 11-5 and winning, what, like eight games in a row.
Yeah, I'm not nine games.
Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that I'm seeing nine games in a row. So you're probably going to be like a wild card, which wild card might be more tough right now in the AFC. I don't know. But you're probably going to need a wild card type berth unless the Colts decide to come back to earth, which is possible at some point.
No, look, we can talk all we want and play the schedule game. And I have it right in front of me where, all right, maybe you're going to lose against the Ravens. But if you can split Seattle and San Francisco and then – you know, somehow
to get you to two.
Yeah. And then somehow get to Denver. And then you have Jacksonville at home, revenge. Then at Tennessee, we can play that game. Well, I think I see five wins. I think I see four wins. Play that all we want. None of that will matter if you even just eke out a win against the Titans, because I think there will still be doubt, not just here and not just among fans. I think there will still be doubt in that building. So you have to come out, and all this we're close stuff to me doesn't matter.
All right, so let's say that the Texans look, with minor improvements, look largely like the teams that we've seen. Just looking at the schedule, because you've got mm-hmm. it in front of you, how many wins can you mark down right now?
With this team?
Yes.
I would mark down Tennessee.
Yeah, I think so.
I think.
I agree.
Jacksonville at home.
I agree.
At Tennessee.
I actually agree with that.
I would say Arizona and Vegas might be your first back-to-back. But Arizona's pretty good.
Back to back, what?
Like Arizona, I'm still not entirely sure. I can say back to back, what? I will allow you that. That's five of them that you found there. You're done?
That's it?
You believe in the Colts so heavily that you can't at least split those?
With this team, I'm done. With what we've seen so far, I'm done. Because you finished the year at LA Chargers, sorry, and versus the Colts at home. Might be out of it, you know, to even, and the Colts might have a lot more to play for. Look. I understand we are way cart ahead of the horse here. You know, they could flip that switch, but that's kind of my point. You better flip that damn switch.
Right. I was thinking about it because D'Amico was talking about, you know, the things mm-hmm. that you need to do to be better. And typically for football teams, they view it in quarters. So mm-hmm. four game stretches, they really do a self-scout. That is going to be a huge self-scout because mm-hmm. the difference between week four, obviously going to week five, I don't know, you fix it. But then also getting that bye week, I need to see, I think you have the opportunity to see, but I need to see them come out as a much more, much better team, much mm-hmm. better situated, and obviously better operation at the very least by that juncture at week six when you're getting the Seahawks. But probably well before that, you need to start moving towards that if you want to have any opportunity in making the playoffs.
And the other thing that I look at, the way I look at it is right now, this team, again, not what we think, we hope, fingers crossed, eyes crossed, toes crossed, they might be. What this team, from what we've seen, especially on the offensive side of the ball, how many of these games, now you play the game, how many of these remaining games are they going to be favored in?
Oh, favored is rough.
Titans, 7-point favorite.
Titans, absolutely.
How, I have no idea.
Well, the Titans have been bad.
But they've been worse. But,
and you're at home, which remember, you get that gets
touchdown?
You probably about three points.
How many times have they scored a touchdown? They're a touchdown favorite. But I get it. You know, Titans, your favorite.
I'm sorry, you're right. But the way that you said that really hit me in the stomach.
A touchdown?
Yeah.
Winning by a touchdown?
They're favored by a touchdown.
Playoffs? What he just said.
How many
playoffs.
Touchdowns have they scored?
We're just trying to win a game.
Yes, we're just trying to score a touchdown. Baltimore, no. Seattle, no. San Francisco at home? I don't think so, no. Denver, no. Jacksonville Jaguars, probably. Your favorite in that game. At Titans, probably. Bills, no. Colts, no. Chiefs, no. Cardinals, no. Vegas Raiders, maybe. Maybe. Chargers, no. Colts, no. At home. You're only going to be favored like three games with this team that you're seeing.
Yeah, so it needs to be a lot better. This was D'Amico Ryans. I thought this was a very interesting question that was asked of the head coach just a little while ago in the press conference. Was asked, since we're seeing a lot of similar mm-hmm. problems, does the experience that you had in the previous 2 years, it was basically the question, like, does this it help you or impact the way that you go about this year?
For me right now with our team, like, when you go through each team, like, no matter what year it is, like, each team has its own, it's faced with its own adversity and different issues that arise. So for me as the head coach, it's a matter of, hey, different set of problems, different set of challenges, and I'm up for it. Like, that's why I'm here. I don't compare year to year for me. I say this is a different year, 2023, completely different team. 2024, completely different team. we're here. We have different issues here in 2025, but we attack it the right way. We attack it with the right attitude, and we're going to get the thing rolling in the right direction.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what's funny about that?
Please.
Like when a player, you know, really improves from one year to the next, a lot of times you talk about that development and what he learned as a rookie or in the previous season. As a coach, you're not doing that, is what he just said. Every year is different. I don't know if I get it. It's a smart thing to say. Let's just treat this as its own entity. But you also sort of want to build on what you established last year. Not offensively, because it's a new offense, but certainly with the personnel and certainly defensively. And I don't think they're building on that.
Yeah, it's funny because the answer is kind of an exercise in avoiding hubris, which is funny when you consider this team and the way that they handled some things in the offseason, particularly the offensive line. But I like the general approach coming to a season and saying this year is different, right. And that does not mean that the challenges are going to be the same. But now that a lot of the challenges are similar ones, I do think that this is the wrong approach.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why is, with anything, how do we learn? Based off of the experiences that we have. In fact, one of the things that I believe strongly in football is the power of institutional knowledge. It's one of the reasons why, and maybe this is the wrong week to do this, you can look at the Kansas City Chiefs and they're able to withstand a lot of different circumstances because they can dip back into their well of, we've done this as a group, as a collective together for many years. And so if I run up against a play or I run up against a situation, I can draw back on my experience having seen this before, what did and did not work.
Yes.
If I know something that worked, I could pull that out of the bag and use it again. And if I know something that didn't work, I can immediately erase that from my possibilities of what I'm going to throw at the situation this time. And I think that that is just generally how human beings and how, our knowledge works. And I don't really like that being dismissed in this case. Now, of course, how much is that actually how D'Amico operates? I don't know, because if we are really getting to a place where his answers in these pressers are fairly obscure, and I understand why you would do that in these circumstances, not really hitting him over the head for that.
Mm-hmm.
But if this is indeed the approach, at least in particular to, let's say, jumping off sides or tackling or, communication issues on the back end, whatever the issues are that we've seen before, right? I don't think that that's going to help you if you're like, well, we're just going to view this isolated, because then you are opening yourself up to making the same mistakes and you don't have time. You didn't have time to start the season already. The margins were thin. Your offensive line, the talent wasn't as good. You knew your defense was going to have to carry a lot in order for your offense to come along. But now that you're 0-3, you have no more time. You better be finding all the shortcuts you can, because the answers need to happen quickly, as we've established.
Yeah, and that's sort of my point. I'm with you. I get it. And hey, let's just not rest on our laurels. But you do have to dig back into the previous season, the previous two seasons, and find what worked and use that and try to build on it. And so part of it also is this defense has not been better, has not gotten better. And that's something that you would expect, whether it's Kalen Bullock or just anybody on the interior defensive front, the cornerbacks, all that. You would expect that you do have that, that information and the things you've done in the previous year to build on. And that's why it's a little bit strange that he's saying that.
Yeah. Look, there's so much that this team needs to get right on. One of those, in fact, being like offensive line. Mm-hmm. We haven't mentioned it to this point, but what did you make of Ariante Ursery? Amongst the many things that over a longer stretch of time we've seen a little regression. It is understandable to look at a rookie and expect hiccups. I don't know that I expected a game like that from Ariante at left tackle, considering what we saw through camp and honestly early on through the season.
Ariante Ursery to me is a symptom. He's not the problem. He's not the illness. He's not the ailment. He's a symptom of how bad this offensive line is. Let's think about this. He is a rookie tackle that you put at left tackle in the NFL right out of the chute. That's unfair to him. Now, maybe, you know, certainly there have been players that have stepped in and been absolute monsters from day one. He's not that. So I think he's a symptom of all the other issues you have had at right tackle, drafting players, Blake Fisher. Why is he on this team other than Nick Caserio's own ego and pride to not be wrong on him so soon? I mean, I just feel that in my bones. But I think, you know, Ursery needed to be, you know, he needed some help, especially on the last play, which was a game breaker.
Yeah, the interception.
An absolute game breaker. He's a problem in terms of X's and O's and getting beat and giving up pressures. But he shouldn't be in that position. He's a symptom of how bad the entire offensive line and the entire makeup of the offensive line is.
Yeah, and one of the things D'Amico talked about there was, you know, they'll go and obviously they look at the tape every game and they'll determine on, you know, whether they need to utilize their assets in various different places. It did feel like they were slow to maybe add a chip. I was sitting, like I mentioned, up here watching with Sean and Clint, and Clint mentioned a number of times, oh, well, I bet Dalton Schultz is going to get off this line without giving a chip. And it's not a Dalton Schultz thing. It's a why is nobody coaching-wise saying, well, the way that number 41 has been getting after Ariante Ursery, we might need to get somebody to at least get a chip in there. And then you end up with this play on a 3rd and 1, mind you. I think it's something that I obscure for you a little bit, and I wonder if anybody else did. On a 3rd and 1, yes, I think I get the idea to want to take a shot because it's 3rd and 1, you're trying to get something, and you know it's a 4-down territory, so if it's 4th and 1, you can go again. But the Christian Kirk make it, you know, deep post, and I mean, I think it's like a 20-yard stem. You're sitting there, you're waiting, and knowing Ariante Ursery getting beat by Josh Allen on the blind side of the quarterback, I just didn't like how long that took. And honestly, I think some of us with CJ was feel it. I know that you want to hold out for that play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, do you need to just check that down to Woody Marks, who is past the sticks, and live to continue to fight? Or do you just trust Ariante on the left side against Josh Hines Allen, who had been whooping his ass all game?
All day. And so I think we're both saying with different examples, you know, the same thing. And that is, this is systematic, and it is player acquisition. The system of the offense and the acquisition of players is reflected in the fact that Ursery has to be that guy, and he's not that guy yet.
Man, I hate where we are. I think we all
this
do.
This is a deep – look, let's be very clear here, people. Let's be very clear here, people. This is a deep-seated issue that the Texans have on offense.
And they got to try and find quick answers to deep-seated issues. Yeah. Like, what are the quick patchworks that you can do while you're trying to repair the deeper issues, and is that even possible? Is that even plausible? Is a question that now the Texans have, and they proved themselves incapable of fixing those answers over the entirety of the offseason. Now you have to try and fix it over a week or two to try and get your season on track. Otherwise, you're in a really, really bad place.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm. Now that I say it out loud, cool. That sounds even better. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. So coming up next, why don't we just do some lunchtime confessions?
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.